This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Now that the we've got the 17 days left until the inauguration, and Obama's pulling in all the stops to try to save his legacy, which of course is his biggest signature achievement is what? Obamacare, you guessed it. Also, celebrities are getting in the act. Rosie O'Donnell sent out a cryptic message on Twitter saying, "We've only got 3 weeks left to stop Donald Trump." 3 weeks. What do they think they're going to do in 3 weeks? Get over it. Donald Trump is your president. You can say he's not my president all you want, but it doesn't matter. He's your president. He won. I hate to tell you that. But for some reason, they keep saying that, we're not going away. We're going to still continue to try to disrupt his inauguration. You know, you got Michael Moore as well, talking about how, you know, he's going to mobilize all his followers. Okay, well, you know, go for it. Go for it. There was an interesting article in Bloomberg, and again, consider the source. I always tell people, look, one of the things that I want you people that are listening to learn from me is not to believe anything you read. Always consider the source. Okay? So before you blindly go and read a story and believe it, just consider the source. A perfect example is this article here. It's Bloomberg, Bloomberg.com. All right? So it's this article is written by Rainier Bergen. The title of the article is, "It's the most volatile year for political risk since World War II, Eurasia Group says." Now, the Eurasia Group is headed by this individual by the name of Ian Bremmer, who is just a big hater, a big globalist, under the guise of being conservative. I don't know. He's one of these guys that is a globalist and elitist, okay? So anyway, let me just read for you part of this article. U.S. Unilateralism under Donald Trump, China's growing assertiveness, and a weakened German Chancellor Angela Merkel will make 2017 the most volatile year for political risk since World War II, according to Eurasia Group. Again, consider the source. In 2017, we enter a period of geopolitical recession, the New York-based company said in its annual outlook. international war or the breakdown of major central government institutions isn't inevitable, though such an outcome is now thinkable. This is the same thing I told you yesterday. If you listened to the show yesterday, Face the Nation had this panel of David Frum and Michael Gerson and Jeffrey Goldberg, who all they did was talk about how, you know, the coming year is going to be a year of darkness, and the very foundation of democracy is at stake here. So anyway, let me just continue reading this article to you. With Trump's ascent to the presidency of an America First platform, by the way, globalists hate that. So whenever you hear anybody talk about America First platform is nativist or isolationist, remember again, consider the source and the reason why they're saying that. So, with Trump's ascent to the presidency on an America First platform, the global economy can't count on the U.S. to provide guardrails anymore, according to Eurasia, which advises investors on political risk. Trump's signals of a thaw with Russia, skepticism towards the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and his alignment with European anti-establishment parties such as France's National Front could weaken the main post-war alliance protecting the global order, according to a report released on Tuesday, of course, by Ian Bremmer and his Eurasian group. apparently, this is a bad thing, right? Nationalism is bad. American exceptionalism is bad. This is all bad stuff. Anti-establishment parties are bad. Because you see, these people want the same thing over and over again. Okay? I told you this, that's why they wanted Hillary Clinton or Fredo Bush or whoever. They couldn't get the Bushies, then they'd get Clinton, and that was fine. So the article goes on to say, the warning from Eurasia Group and from globalists and from elites, the warning is a reminder of the range of threats to stability in 2017, from elections in Germany, France and the Netherlands, and Britain's planned exit from the European Union to setbacks in emerging nations such as Brazil and the refugee crisis. Huh. So that's what they're worried about. You can see an environment that geopolitically is by far the worst that we've experienced in decades. This is what this is what these people think. They really believe that. And again, remember we heard right after Donald Trump, remember election night? The futures markets were going to go crazy and the markets were going to be irrevocably harmed. Remember that? Remember that? We had a Nobel economics winner talking about that, right? And it didn't turn out so, like they said, it actually was okay, and the market's been on a tear. Why? You got all these companies, like for instance Ford, announcing that they're not going to go to Mexico now. You've got Carrier saying that, okay, you know what, we're not going to move to Mexico. You've got all these positive signs in markets, yet you've got people like this Eurasia group talking about how this could be the most volatile year since World War II. That's what they really believe. They believe that... the Trump presidency is one of the worst things to ever happen to Western civilization. And by extension, the whole world. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
waiting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you're on a revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know
that you can count me out.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. If you want to give me a call, join in the discussion, feel free. So I want to go back to this Eurasia Group report. It's very telling when you again, see these articles, and you see how there's this pushback from the global elites and the globalists, and we're gonna continue to see this, but these people just don't get it, and they don't understand how wrong they are. I mean, that's the one thing, the one takeaway from this is just how wrong everyone has been, really. I mean, on every level, really, across the board. I just want to read to you some of this. So in this article that cites the Eurasia Group, by the way, you'll find no bigger globalists than the Eurasia Group. So they write about Angela Merkel. Merkel, who is seeking re-election in the fall, faces likely disputes over Brexit, Greece's simmering debt crisis, and an increasingly authoritarian Turkish president, threatening a refugee accord between the EU and Turkey. And this is the best part, and this is a quote. Despite just how wrong the polls have been in recent major electoral contests across the developed world, Merkel will win a fourth consecutive term, the report says. But the need to appease domestic critics this year will leave her a diminished figure, impacting the quality of her leadership both at home and in the EU. Okay, let me just say this. They're wrong. Okay, they're wrong. Angela Merkel will not win a fourth term. She won't win a fourth term because look at what's happened in Europe and Germany. And to say in this report, by the way, this Eurasia Group, they give out reports to investors seeking to invest in different markets, emerging markets, foreign markets. And if you read this, you know, I got to tell you, if I got this report and I based my investments on this report, I would sue these guys. But then again, it's your fault because you listen to these idiots. Other risk factors, other risks cited by the Eurasia Group include lack of economic reforms with only China on a positive trajectory. Oh, they love China. Huh, what a surprise. Among 14 major nations in Italy, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa, Turkey, and the UK, they're all going to be declining, although China's going to be in a positive trajectory, according to the Eurasia Group. This is good. Politicians blaming central banks, including the Federal Reserve, for economic woes. Such attacks mark a risk of global markets in 2017 by threatening to upend central banks' roles as technocratic institutions that provide financial and economic stability. So, according to the Eurasia Group, you can't blame the central banks. They're the good guys, including the Federal Reserve. They're the good guys. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's all these other rubes. It's Donald Trump. He goes on to write, National Front leader Marie Le Pen winning the French presidential is the biggest political risk in Europe. The biggest political risk in Europe. They said, if Le Pen comes to power in France, or if an anti-Euro party comes to power in Italy, this could be the beginning of the end of Europe and the Eurozone. I'll say, they just do not get it. this could be the beginning of the end of Europe. Well, it's going to be, actually. It's gotten to the position, you know, I just read this article a couple days ago as I was doing show prep. And that is that politicians in Europe now who are for the euro and for the EU are going to get hammered. And I sincerely believe that that's going to happen. But they just don't get it. Like, Angela Merkel, okay, her big policy shift is she supports the burqa ban. That's her big policy shift. And she has conceded that, you know, maybe it wasn't such a great idea to let all those people in. Enough! Enough! I'm going to tell you right now, Angela Merkel will not survive. She will not win a fourth term. And Marie Le Pen may very well win the presidency in France. Because people are sick and tired of business as usual. See, what the global elites don't understand, and they never have, and they probably never will, they don't understand the undercurrent that's been happening throughout the world, in America, throughout the world. Look, you saw Brexit happening. And then, of course, you saw the election of Donald Trump. But moreover, you're seeing this all over the world. Now, I view this as a good thing, and frankly, most people do view it as a positive development. But not these people. No, no, no. People like the Eurasia Group think it's the most volatile year of political risk since World War II. That's what they think. They think that all this America First and this nationalism and all these movements, the populist movements throughout the world, they think that's a bad thing. Why? Because it threatens them and it threatens their world order, their view of the quote-unquote new world order. So they're pissed. Because anything that threatens that new world order, that quote-unquote stability for global elites. You see, it's been great. If you're an elite, it's been awesome. Not so much if you're everybody else. If you're one of the 1%, you're awesome. You're great. It's the people in the middle. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 if you want to give me a call, join in the discussion today. President-elect Donald Trump is already preparing for the immigration overhaul he promised his supporters throughout the campaign season. In fact, internal memos from the Department of Homeland Security show that the Trump transition team has requested an assessment of available assets relating to border wall and barrier construction in December. They also asked for information on expanding immigration detention and even inquired about an aerial surveillance program at the border, something that President Obama had curtailed during his tenure in the White House. The request also asked for clarification on whether federal workers have previously altered biographic information about immigrants in their internal records because they were concerned about the immigrants' civil liberties would be threatened. Reuters reported the request came at a December 5th meeting between Department of Homeland Security officials and the Trump transition team and reviewed a DHS internal memo documenting the meeting. Although neither the transition team nor DHS officials responded to a request for comment, documents show that officials determined that there are nearly 400 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border where new fencing could be put in, and about the same distance along the U.S.-Canadian border. Trump has not publicly stated that he has any plans to build a wall along the Canadian border. The aerial surveillance program, called Operation Flanix, was authorized by President George W. Bush and deployed 6,000 National Guard airmen to monitor the Mexico border for drug trafficking and illegal immigration. Obama downsized the program and only authorized the operation to deploy 1,200 airmen. Trump also asked for copies of every single executive order and directive sent to immigration agents since Obama's first term in 2009. He campaigned on a promise that he would undo Obama's executive order to allow children brought into the country by illegal immigrants to remain in the United States and then let them work or attend school. The internal report estimates the construction on the southern border would cost nearly $11.37 billion and aim to keep out pedestrians as well as vehicles. Well, first of all, let me just say this. That estimate of the cost of $11 billion, I mean, I've heard $11 billion, I've heard $10 billion, I've heard all kinds of numbers. That's with the government doing it, okay? That's not with Donald Trump doing it. Look, we've already seen that Donald Trump has this ability in which to make deals. Look, he got Boeing to give him a 2-for-1 deal on the Air Force One. So I doubt very seriously that this thing's going to come in at $11 billion or whatever it is. But let me say this. I actually talked to a highly placed source within the administration. And the first thing that they told me was this. They said to me, listen, just so you know, the priority from day one is going to be the wall. That's what we're going to do. It's funny because today, like I was at the gym today and I talked to somebody and they said to me, hey, what's new? You know, and I was talking about the wall. And this person was a lifelong Democrat. And the first thing this guy says to me is he goes, well, you know, I don't agree with that. It's a waste of time and money. It's going to cost $10 billion. I mean, don't we have better things to do? I go, no. I go, that's exactly what he campaigned on and exactly what he should do. And then he says to me, well, you know, I do agree somewhat. And I go, well, what do you agree? Well, you know, we can't be letting people come in. And I go, well, how do you propose to stop them from coming in? And he's like, well, I don't know. Well, you got to have some type of barrier. Now, look, the wall is a metaphor. Okay? The wall is a metaphor. Understand this. The wall is also a negotiation tool for the Donald. So when he says things like, we're going to build the wall, that's a starting point for negotiations. He's already said, well, you know what, maybe we'll do fencing in some parts. Maybe there are some parts that don't need a wall. Maybe we just need to augment what's there. There are some parts of the border where there's water. Blah, blah, blah. Okay? Also, this program that's been curtailed by Mr. Obama, the aerial surveillance program, I'm sure that that's probably a very effective thing. Look, other countries seem to not have a problem enforcing their immigration laws. But for some reason, the United States is supposed to be able to, you know, just let everybody in. I mean, look, I just talked about what's happening in Europe. Angela Merkel is going to go down because of the fact that she allowed open borders. And I think that if you ask people, look, the media hasn't been honest with you because in this country we have a dishonest media. And they haven't been honest with you because, for instance, I think that the vast majority of people probably want secure borders, whether you're a Democrat or not. I think that the vast majority of people appreciate the fact that we have a rule of law here. In fact, I know that. That's why people come to this country. So to say somehow that, you can't build a wall is ridiculous. I mean, it's patently ridiculous. I mean, the Chinese were able to build a wall 3,000 years ago. So we can't build a wall? I mean, we built the Panama Canal, for God's sakes. And we can't build a wall? Oh, you can't. Oh, it's just too much. You just can't do it. It's too much. It's just, you just can't do it. Come on. Of course we can do it. I mean, we built the Hoover Dam during the Great Depression. I mean, think about all the incredible building projects in the last century that we've been able to build. And you're telling me that you can't build a wall along a border? I mean, come on. Every country's got a border. Every country has a sovereign border. I mean, it's patently ridiculous. And what's amazing is how the media's freaking out. Oh, no. Oh, no, Trump is actually going to do what he said he was going to do. Say it ain't so. He's going to build a wall, my God. Yeah, he's going to build a wall. He's actually going to build a wall. He's going to do something. He's going to implement a surveillance program at the border. He's going to fix the fence because it's just, look, if you were a rancher and you had a fence along your property line, and you had your cattle, they kept getting out. What are you going to do? You're going to build a fence. Not that hard to figure out. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Dale Bellis. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, how are you?
Edward is doing, I'm doing great today. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
Hey, listen, Dale, you know, couple things are going on. Obama was on the Hill today. I guess he's doing a last-ditch effort to try to save his signature mandate. That would be the Unaffordable Care Act. And also, at the same time, I don't know if you saw this, but Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, refused to meet with Obama today because he said in all good conscience he had to think about his constituents. What do you see happening with Obamacare going forward?
It is an example, once again, of top-down thinking, government intrusion in some of the most private aspects of our lives, particularly in the care of our health care. And frankly, Edward, I am disappointed that the discussion, as I hear it and see it and try to observe everything that I can on Capitol Hill and particularly from the incoming administration, that they want to preserve some of the aspects of the Affordable Care Act and kind of do an ACA light. What that says to me is the mentality still persists that the government has a role in dictating to you and I how we conduct the care of our health. That's what is so troubling to me, and that's frankly why Liberty HealthShare really provides a safe harbor for folks to drop out of that entire system, and on the basis of mutual care and mutual assistance, we pay each other's medical bills and meet those costs on our own, thankfully exempt from the Affordable Care Act.
Well, let me ask you this. So, if you were let's say you're king for the day, okay? Let me ask you, what would you do? Like, well, how would you quote unquote fix it, or would you scrap the whole thing? What would you do? I'm just curious because this is obviously you're an expert on this.
Yeah. Well, in number one, we must return to the concept of self-pay patients making the choices and decisions based upon their dollars at the counter. If we're not engaged in the use of health or accessing health care based upon the value that we receive for it and evaluating that because we're in the driver's seat, then it will never be fixed and repaired. We as individual citizens must make those choices, and the structure in which we would be allowed then to either engage in, if we wish to purchase an insurance product, we can, wish to engage in healthcare sharing, we can, just simply giving us the right and the freedom to make those choices ourselves. I submit to you that the fountain of all the evils that we see in health and healthcare today is the third-party pay system. And that means somebody else is paying the bill, whether it's an insurance company or the government or an employer. It's coming out of somebody else's pocket, and when somebody else pays the bill, I neither care about the price or even see what the costs are. In fact, I'm not motivated to steward those resources at all. That's number one. And number two, I would absolutely change around the way in which people access health care through their employer. Employer-sponsored health care is again, one of those structures, you know, one of the elements of purchasing health care that just simply diverts the decision and the money away from the consumer. And when I'm spending somebody else's money, it's not my dollars that are going toward purchasing this plan. I have no investment in those costs.
You know, and therein, therein lies the problem, because this is what I talk about a lot in a larger a picture here. That's kind of the problem in general with government, right? If it's not, for instance, I've always made this argument that that I trust individuals and I trust corporations more than I do a government entity. And the reason why, to your point, is that look, if I didn't work for it, my money, and if it's not my money, and if I continue to get money that I didn't work for, then you're right. I don't care about it. I don't care about how I spend it, and I don't care. I really don't care about it because I know I'm going to get more. And I think that's the central issue of government. Really, I mean, if you think about it, I mean,
I think of Margaret Thatcher's comment about socialism, and I think it applies here. That
sure.
Third-party pay system works great when you're spending other people's money until they run out of money.
Sure.
And that's what's at stake here. We are straining the capacity of our entire nation in rising costs in health care, and we must return that to the decision and control and investment of the individual consumer and remove the intermediaries between my decision and my discussion with my doctor in that practice room, and reestablish and restore that relationship.
So you would just get rid of the whole thing? You would just scrap the whole thing?
I would radically redesign it and just simply give the individual the option to make those choices and decisions themselves, as I've already mentioned regarding employer-sponsored plans. And secondly, or thirdly, I guess, my third point, is to really allow individuals to be responsible for the care of their health. That means they're going to focus on wellness and health and the kind of profile, their risk assessment and health decisions, because if it's their money, then they want to reduce those costs and really live a healthy lifestyle. We would, number one, if people were individually deciding their care, literally, Edward, it would strip at least a third, based upon recent surveys, and this comes out of Dartmouth College, 30% of all health care in America today, 30 to 50, but 30% is unnecessary. That's shocking. Out of the $3 trillion we spend as a nation, a trillion of it is unnecessary. That's number one. And number two, if I'm in charge and it's my money, then I'm gonna be making those choices and decisions that is in my best interest and avoid those unnecessary costs.
And what? Let me real quick. We've got like a minute left. What about pre-existing conditions?
With Liberty Health Share, we absorb pre-existing conditions in two ways. One is if it is a chronic condition, high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and smoking. We accept smokers, they just got to commit to quit. We assign them a health coach and lay out a customized plan for their health and wellness and reversing or minimizing those health risks. And they set their own goals and objectives. We just simply support them and help them reach that. In other cases, in less dramatic ones, we personally do not share in pre-existing conditions in the first year, and then we phase it in over a couple of years. So that's one of the perspectives that folks need to review as they enroll with healthcare sharing, because our perception is we are here to assist with people who have unaffordable and unexpected expenses. If you can plan on it and save for it and use your dollars for it, then that's what we want to do as individual members of the community, and then share in those costs that are unexpected, unaffordable.
All right, Dale. Well, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Dale Bellis from Liberty Health Share.
It is such a pleasure, Edward. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
All right, thank you. We got to take a quick break, but the madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.